Blog Talk Radio.
Please hang up and try again.
It's 8 o'clock. It's Thursday, and you're listening to Kayak Fish Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, a tree hugger, and boy, we've got a house full tonight. We've got Rob, a bad back cast, with us. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
All right, man.
You guys getting any rain down there?
Nope. Been dry as a bone.
Dry as a bone. All right. Bill Haywood Howard with us. Hey, Bill.
Good evening.
Good
What's
evening.
What's going on?
We're going on, man. So you're down there in that area. So when we roll over to D. Are you guys hunkered down in the storm shelter?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to come in. I have a separation from Chuck, who got pelted by hail. So we're waiting for the nasties to happen.
Chuck, you're still surviving, man?
I'm alive.
Redfish Chuck with us from Handler's Fishing Supply. You're alive? Well, dude,
I'm alive.
I'm like totally
ugly. It was pretty hairy there for a minute, man. It sounded like the windows were going to break and the roof was going to collapse.
Oh, tell me. Last night, I think the horn, we got one of those stinking air raid sirens for the, you know, emergency broadcast system about 2 blocks from our house. And that thing was going off all night long. I think it finally quit about 2 a.m. And the kind of the silly thing is that our county, whoever's in charge of it, they set the thing off for a thunderstorm watch, you know? So when you really need to hunker down, I'm watching, you know, the radar and stuff, looking for, you know, signs of tornadoes. But they're setting these things off anytime any kind of watch goes out. It should only go off when it's, like, time to hit the bunker, you know? And so we spent about an hour down in the basement waiting for it to flow over, but we survived. And it's a tragic thing, some of the stuff over in Alabama and stuff. A couple hundred folks dead or missing. It's terrible. So the weather is an angry thing this year. But, and we got a special guest with us tonight. On that sour note, we'll bring up a good note. We got with us Roland Jimenez from Austin Kayak, man. Hey, Roland, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good, man. It's good to hear from you again.
Yeah. It's great to be on. You guys are talking about all these storms and stuff. You know, wishing the best for everyone out there. It's been on the news quite a bit. And down here, we're pretty much already in drought status. It's only April. And, you know, it's typically pretty dry here in Texas, and especially in this area, central Texas. But, man, I tell you, we're in a bad position right now. So, you know, hopefully we do get some rain soon.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been getting a lot of water, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
No? You guys are still dry over there?
Yeah, we're pretty much in drought status right now.
Wow, so it's all going to the north of you guys.
Yeah, now it's getting hit pretty good.
So we'll kick off this evening's festivities with the reason you're here is to talk about your new app, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys unveiled that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, actually it was supposed to go out about a month ago, but you know how it goes with technology. There's always something you've got to fix at one point or another. But we got it out, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you, you tried to be nice and send me a code for it, and I couldn't figure that out because I'm a Marine, man. You didn't send me any pictures. So, but I did get it, and I've got it on my iPhone. In fact, I got it sitting here in front of me. And it's kind of cool, man. I like the graphics, and I already got 25 bonus points for looking at and putting a review in on a launch site that's close to the house here.
Oh,
and,
cool.
So how did it all come about? You know, what did you guys, where did the impetus for building the app come from?
Well, Peter, one of the ACK co-owners, I'm not sure if you ever met him before or not, he's really in tune with technology, specifically web technology, and which kind of, trickles into smartphone technology. And, we always have customers that come into the store, and the first question they ask when they buy a kayak is, where do we go? But even more so than that is, where do we go, but where do we go and launch? And, that question came up, over and over and over again. And, you give people maps and you send them to websites. They still have a little bit of trouble with that kind of stuff because it's all kind of disconnected. So his idea was basically to, bring it all together in one place and not only something that exists but something that could be, built by users. Because at the end of the day, it's the users that are actually, the ones who have the best, most accurate information because they're out there on the water. So, this happened way before I even came on board with ACK. So it's been something that's been, it's been a long time coming. They've been working on it for, I want to say, almost a year now. And when I came in, I noticed that a bunch of the guys were, tapping away at maps and doing all kinds of research online. And I didn't really know what was going on until they finally unveiled the entire plan to me, probably 3 months into, after I deployed with ACK. So here we are today, finally got it launched.
Yeah, it looks cool. And I don't know if anybody else has seen it. It's on Buzzard's Row here with us online. But now, do you have just the app for the iPhone right now? Or are you thinking about expanding to other systems? Or
yeah, we definitely are. I mean, I think you mentioned it, and several people on the forums that I follow are talking about it as well. But it seems like we got a lot of Android fans out there, so that's definitely in the works. Right now, what we're doing is just trying to make sure there's no bugs and trying to add a couple of new features. So once we, get that all squared away, we're going to go ahead and work on launching an Android version. I asked Peter today about timing because I figured, you may ask, but he said at this point, we're not too sure, but it's certainly, a top priority of ours.
It's on the board. In fact, Greg there from New Hampshire, Hammerhead 74 in the chat room, he said, looks cool, but he needs one for his droid, so.
I hear you guys.
I like the fact that I can go on here and order products from my favorite supply house there. You could jump right in there. Got a little bit about who you guys are. I dig the little kayak guy that runs up and down the side.
Not a kayak fishing, but maybe we can do a kayak fishing version one day.
There you go. You know what? It's paddling, man.
There you go.
And then, like I said, I think it's going to keep some of the forum guys on the edge because of your little blog thing in there, and you got kind of a little social network connection to it. It looks pretty cool. I got it downloaded for, I think it was $1.99.
Yeah.
Not a problem there.
That's only for iPhones and Androids.
Yeah, that's right, you BlackBerry fiend. Yeah, you just have to go to AustinKayak.com on your little browser there, man. So
we do have a web version of it that we're working on as well. Basically, take the same data and port it over to the website, and that's actually live right now. I don't have the URL in front of me, but I can share that later. However, here soon we're going to be launching a version of it where users can actually add their own data to it as
well.
That's
cool.
Just like iPhone. And I mean, that's the key thing about this whole thing is that, you know, we supplied several initial points, but it's going to be the users that actually refine them and you know, add photos and reviews and other information that's helpful to you know, all of us, really.
Right.
Now, I got some buddies of mine kind of like, hey, man, you're going to start revealing all of our honey holes here. And it's like, no.
That's
unless
right.
Somebody mentioned the exact point of where that honey hole is at, really, it's more about the launch points than anything else.
Yeah. You know, if you've been fishing for any amount of time, you know that if you're in some of the spots, if you're a kayak length away from where you need to be, you're not going to catch fish. So
right.
These guys who get all bent out of shape about telling folks where things are. I mean, you know, if you got a private pond, then that's all right. But, you know, if you're out in the Gulf of Mexico, I mean, what are you going to do, right?
Right, so, exactly.
It's very cool. And Bill's calling us nerds in the chat room there. So.
What? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll admit it. I'm a nerd. Yeah, I'm a nerd that likes to fish. How about that?
You got to have your technology with you, man. Hang on, we got a new caller coming in. Area code 606. Good evening. You're live on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hi, this is Susan, Cumberland Kayaking.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I am doing okay. It's been a while.
Yeah. We're just chatting with Roland from Austin Kayak here. He's telling us about their new app that they just rolled out a couple weeks ago for the iPhone. Don't know if you've seen it, but we're just kind of chatting through that. I do got another prop for Austin Kayak there, Roland. You guys, when I was doing the Chattahoochee River cleanup, I learned a valuable lesson. That at 5 o'clock in the morning when you load things up on your trailer, do not open any hatches on your kayak. The ones that you loaded up the day before to go out at 5 in the morning, because that little stinking string that's on the front hatch of a Trident 13 just cannot hang at 70 miles an hour. Just can't hang. And so I sent a help email over to Austin Kayak. And I can't remember who responded to me, but they said, you guys didn't carry it, but you would order me one and have it within, I was kind of bummed, 4 to 6 weeks. Well, you got shipped yesterday, so you guys
sweet.
Are smoking, man. Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, you guys really get stuff. And I know that some of the other guys, folks on the show here and all, have ordered stuff from you guys, and your customer service is out there where it needs to be. So
much appreciated.
Well, that's cool, man. So have you been fishing?
Yeah, I tried to do some crappie fishing. You know, we had the white bass supposedly running, but they weren't running when I was there. So I kind of, I'm a freshwater fish for the most part, but. Haven't had much luck recently, but I'm looking forward to May 21st because I'm going on a 3-day fishing extravaganza at Choke Canyon Lake, which is south of San Antonio, Texas.
Right.
The only thing is I recently learned that it's actually, I don't want to say saturated, but there's plenty of alligators in this small lake. So I'm debating on which boat to take, So I'm thinking maybe a pro angler or something big like that.
Someone's armor plating.
Yeah. So if anybody has any advice in terms of fishing around alligators, definitely send it my way because I have no idea. But
let's,
I'm assuming they're just going to, keep their distance, hopefully.
We'll quickly ask Ranger Rick. Interesting procedure around alligators. I know who can tell us a little bit more about gators. Hey, Chuck, man, what's the story with fishing around gators, man? What's your advice?
This time of year in Florida, it's not exactly recommended because we're getting in the breeding season, but in Texas, I'm sure you should be just fine. No, you know what, buddy? It's one of those things. I've never had a big scare with a gator while I was in a kayak. only while only whenever I've been waiting. So I think general rule of thumb is if your kayak is longer than them, you're pretty much all right, because I know for the most part they don't want to mess with nothing bigger than them.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I'm serious.
Just
I wasn't
keep,
sure
just keep your eyes on them too. That's important.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep your eyes on them.
Yeah.
I would just say that, I mean, from a couple of things that I did with helping some folks tag some, that if the gator is coming towards you, you'd probably need to put some distance, keep distance between you, because you've either got in his territory or her territory, and they're trying to get you away, or the gator has been acclimated to human beings and is thinking you're going to give it something to eat. That's kind of the worst thing, is that it's not really afraid of you, that it's coming up to get something from you. So, but cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us, man, and you're welcome to hang in there. We're going to kind of shift gears and go around the room a little bit, but I think the app is cool, man. You got any last any hits on it? Give you some more shameless plug time?
No, I mean, I just, you know, you've been great. I'm definitely staying on top of the soapbox here. I appreciate, you know, you guys letting me come on the radio show and talk about our app. If you guys have any questions, never hesitate to email really anybody at Austin Kayak, and we would answer your questions.
Cool. Well, you, like I said, you guys' customer service is great. In fact, you know, I think we'll start, like, we might be moving around some show times here and stuff, but I was thinking about starting to call some of the different shops, you know, and kind of just quick 5-minute call during the show and say, hey, what's going on? What's the weather look like in your area for the weekend? That kind of thing. So maybe we can hook up and put you guys on the dialer. So
yeah, definitely. Keep me posted. You got my contact info.
Right. So like I said, you're welcome to hang in there. We're going to kind of shift gears with Roland Hermanis. You're marketing for Austin Kayak.
Yeah, definitely marketing, but you know, small company still, so we all have our hands in everything.
Right. So AustinKayak.com if you're not familiar with it, and so you guys check them out. They're certainly one of our favorite vendors out there. They're a great bunch of guys, customer service right up there at the top of the list. So, but I want to roll over real quick because Susie's been hanging in there. Susie, you guys got the a kayak fishing tournament coming up pretty soon, right? A couple months?
Yes, it's actually in 5 weeks, June 4th and 5th.
5 weeks. Are you excited?
Oh, gosh, yes. This is turning out to be an incredibly – the sponsors are so generous. We have over – $5,500 of prizes and raffles. The Native Manta Ray 11 kayak will be the grand prize. Overall, the largest of three species. We have a festival the day before. I'm trying to get people in Kentucky to get into this huge sport. So Southwestern High School will be here for Pick the Right Choice. A young senior last year drowned in a kayak incident not wearing a PFD. So they have done a huge campaign and are bringing two huge bands to the festival and doing a big thing for this community and for the state. The captain bags are worth $72 right now, and your entry fee is $75, and it goes to Real Recovery, which is men dealing with all forms of cancer, and also Casting for Recovery is coming here too. So this is turning out to be huge.
Cool. And I think we may get I know D. Kelly from Casting for Recovery. She was on the show last week, and she had talked about joining us again this evening, so we'll see if she joins up. But so Casting for Recovery and Real Recovery, both some great programs for folks dealing with cancer and overcoming that issue. But so you're going to be captain's meeting is when?
It's going to be 6 o'clock on the 4th that evening. at okay. Waitsboro, right here in Somerset.
All right. I might be driving through the night, but it's on my calendar to bring Kayak Fishing Radio up there for the event.
Oh.
So.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, yes, I will attend.
I didn't know that. My gosh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to try. I'm probably not going to fish, but I want to, you know, go out and talk to folks and be there to help support your program. So,
thank you very much. You're
that's
awesome.
Cool. That's cool. Well, I like seeing people have fun. And you guys sound like you had fun last year. So.
Yes, it was a good, even in 28 degrees, these people, 17 anglers, got out, you know, first timers, die hard, and they're all coming back again for this one. So
it's not going to be 28 degrees in June, is it?
Oh, gosh, no. We just got to pray for no tornadoes.
Right. So.
But thank you for supporting this. That'd be awesome. I didn't know you were going to be here. And we need as much marketing as we can get. It's free fishing that weekend. So if you guys come up here, all you got to do is just, you know, pay the $75, goes to Real Recovery. You get $72 right back in awesome sponsorship stuff. Plus, the prizes are incredible. And it's free fishing.
Free fishing.
Yep,
that's right.
Even for non-residents.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, like I said, I got it on my calendar. I'm going to be on the road the weekend prior, but hopefully if everything works out, I will certainly try to get up there and support the program. So,
well, I'll tell you what. For you and your family, I will have my 28-foot RV there. You guys can stay there free that weekend.
Well, if we get there, Susie, that would be great. We'll see. I think my wife is actually on the road herself that week, but I'll probably have the clone in tow. He usually follows me around, so that'd be cool. So give us the dates again.
It's June 4th and 5th.
June 4th and 5th. And where can
right.
we where can people sign up for it?
Go to www.kayakfishingtournamentlakecumberland.com.
Okay.
And at this point, this is very much compliments to Yak Angler. They have done a lot with the website.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, you know, Mark and Adam.
And you have a free place to stay if you and your family want to come up.
Okay. All right, well, cool. And that's the Cumberland Kayak Fishing Tournament. And first
yes.
weekend in June. You guys, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're in the chat room there, check it out and support a great cause. Real Recovery and Casting for Recovery, both solid programs. In fact, area code 917, you're live with us. Is that D. Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Man, I'm starting to... This is good for my old brain to try to remember all these area codes and
yeah.
phone numbers and try to remember who you guys are. So this is Dee Kelly with us now from she's a coordinator and volunteer with Casting for Recovery and one of the coordinators for the J-Bay fishing tournament. So
hey, guys.
You've been fishing?
Hey, Dee. Going
yes.
out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so we do have another D-squared event for this evening, so Chuck it DK, it's the same thing, man. You just have to say D. Kelly or Mermaid or something, okay?
You got it. It's a D&D party.
A D&D party.
It's all about the women.
It's always all about the women.
Fish like a girl. I think you're missing out if you don't get the website up, D. I mean... Did you see my Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Could Fish Like D t-shirt?
No.
And now that I know two D's that fish like crazy, I might have to, you know, just make it kind of a generic thing, you know. But so one D's probably holding up stripers and the other D's holding up redfish. But that would just be a D-squared shirt.
Yeah,
Is Dee Kaminsky to be on tonight?
Yes, she's there. Can you hear her?
There you are. Okay. Hi, Dee.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
All right. So we just finished chatting with Susie, the director and coordinator of the Cumberland Fishing Group, and she's saying that your main benefactor from last year was Real Recovery, and she said they're going to have casting for Recovery Group up this year.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and Pat and I had talked just briefly on Facebook. I thought it was you, Pat, that was going to be down with Ruby. But I wish you could be here, but you're going to just kick butt on this tournament from what I see what you're doing, girl.
Yeah, I hope so. And you know what? We started out small, too, so you never know where it goes.
You see that in the chat room?
Well, good to meet you.
We just had an alert on the chat room there. Mark Yak Sushi is in the house, and he said he already bought fishlikeagirl.com.
Uh-oh, we have to buy it from him then.
He's one of those crazy marketing guys, man. He's going to, like, run you through this. Oh, that's it, right? Okay. Snatching up domains. There we go. Well, we've got a great full house tonight. We got a new Foxy Fisher is in the chat room.
That's me.
Oh,
that's
you.
That's me. Yeah, So this way you're not getting confused with all the D's.
Oh, okay. And we got Greg. We got a few guests in there. We got Greg Hammerhead 74. He's going to be attending for the. He's going to be at your J Bay tournament coming up, and that's coming up pretty soon, right?
Don't make me anxious. There's still so much to do. Yes, that's less than actually tonight. It's 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away. So we got J Bay in 2 weeks, then the Cumberland tournament in 5 weeks. Oh my gosh, you guys got a lot of work to do. You shouldn't be out here messing around, wasting your time talking to us. So, no, I'm just kidding. We appreciate you being on here. So what's in store for those folks? We'll switch gears. We'll go from Cumberland now to J Bay, and actually, D. Kelly, we have Roland Jimenez on with us. He's the marketing guy from Austin Kayak. He's also on the line with us tonight. Roland D. Roland.
D, how you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, so D. Kelly is she's one of the coordinators along with is Captain Kayak, is that right? And then the guy from a gentleman from Kayak Fishing Magazine or Kayak Angler Magazine. I get them mixed up. I'm sorry.
No, it's actually Joey Cambria, and he started Kayak Fishing Stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then he moved over to Kayak Fishing Magazine.
Okay.
He's actually one of the founders of the J Bay tournament 8 years ago.
Okay. And then you got Captain Kayak.
They're our host. Yeah, Captain Kayak's the host that we invited. He's one of the shops out in Long Island. And
okay.
He's our host shop this year.
He's
been working with us actually the last 3 years.
Okay, so you're 2 weeks out. How many entries do you got so far?
We are up to 292 paid participants so far.
292.
Wow.
Right, and this year we've extended the fishing to 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it would not surprise me if we have a lot of walk-in entries, depending on what the weather will bring.
That's just going to be so cool. And how many did you have last year?
335.
335. So you're well on your way to busting that this year.
Cross your fingers. It's
right.
A hard economy. So, and, you know, gas prices have gone through the roof. So last year I think we had 14 different states in Canada come. So I'm not sure, you know, what people's ability to travel is this year. But we are hoping for a good turnout. So far, so good. Now we need the fish to turn up.
Got to have the fish show up, right? The fish are always there.
So far, it's been good for stripers, and it's been good for bluefish, and we would love for the weak fish to show up during our tournament.
That would be good, right?
Yeah.
All right. And some other events going on during the tournament?
Not really. Not sure what you're thinking of, but, you know, focus on the tournament, focus on, you know, some hardcore fishing.
All right. And you are fishing the tournament, right?
I am, if I can get away. But I fish every year, so yes, I'm looking forward to it. I am in the fly fishing division, and just for you fly anglers out there, there's only 25 registered fly anglers so far, so...
What are give me a quick rundown on what are the different divisions? So you got fly angler.
We have an open division, you know, which is everything from artificial bait to lures. Then we have the fly fishing division. We have a youth division this year, which I'm happy to say I think has eight children in it, and I think the youngest so far is 12. He'll be in a tandem with his mom, which I think is great. And then we'll probably won't meet the criteria for a full division, but I think we have like 6 or 8 electric kayaks so far. So we'll have a little subdivision of the electric.
I think that's cool, and I think that's probably the appropriate way to deal with those boats in a tournament situation, because they do have a bit of an advantage.
They do. They do. And, you know, up until this point in our rules, it said, you know, you couldn't be powered by any boat or whatever. So that putting them in their own, I think, is a good opportunity to see how that whole electric kayak trend develops. And, you know, hopefully if we can hit 20, then that'll become its own division to itself.
That would be cool. That would be very cool. So J-Bay tournament, and I think you guys probably hold the dot for the largest tournament so far in the country for kayaks.
I think so. Now, the Jacksonville tournament in Florida is large, but they don't, as I understand it, I haven't been to that one yet because it does conflict with our timing, but I believe that they fish out of many areas. It's not just like all coming to one location, where ours is really kind of like a Woodstock. We call it Yakstock because
right.
It's an event of camping and, you know, right on the property and launching and everything. So it really becomes an event. Theirs is kind of, I don't know how many miles it covers, but you can fish in many areas. But I do believe they get more participants in their tournament.
I was...
But we're more location.
I just got corrected. Bill was saying that that Jacksonville had 450 last year.
Right, right.
So, and they do multiple launches.
Yeah, a little bit of a different approach, but still they have great numbers.
Mm-hmm. Then do you guys do like a shotgun start?
Actually, no. We have a captain's meeting. We're going to do a captain's meeting on Friday, and then our first, you know, launch will be Friday at noon. As I mentioned, you know, we don't do any night fishing with the tournament, and yet guys do go out on the, you know, on their own at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a Saturday full day and then a Sunday up till 12 noon, I think 11 in the morning. So it'll be great opportunities to fish for 3 days, and then all those fish can be entered into the tournament.
Right. So that's probably a little different format. Bill, is the Jayville tournament, that's just a one-day tournament, right? Or is it a weekend?
Yeah. No, it's a one-day.
So this being like a 3-day cumulative big fish a day kind of thing, that's what you're doing, right, DK?
Yes, and we'll have, you know, leaderboards up all the time, and, you know, you'll be able to see in each of the species, you know, which is the largest so far. We do have a grand slam if someone can capture all three. So it should be very exciting.
Cool, very cool. That's, I mean, it's really neat how the sport is just kind of taken off, you know. I mean, and it's good, too. It's a green sport. I mean, we're out there paddling, very few emissions, only emissions that you need to get yourself over to the water. A lot of folks like Rob there, you know, he gets on his bike and puts his kayak on his head and takes it down and puts it in the water. Have you built your trailer yet for your bike? Rob, you still there? He's probably feeding the dog. So, but
and And ours is catch and release too, which helps it to stay green.
Absolutely. I don't know too many. I mean, my experience with kayak anglers right now are been that they're really, you know, in touch with the environmental concerns. Most of them are catch and release folks, taking just what you need for a meal. I mean, now D. Kaminsky, if a flounder gets in her way, it's going in the pan. I mean, probably getting stuff with a little prosciutto and some other things there, and right, D.
Yeah, I love the flounder. Pompano too. Pompano,
a little pomp. Oh yeah, like butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You catching any pomp lately?
No, I haven't been targeting them because I haven't been able to. Once I feel like they're off of our flats over here, I'm done. You know, I start targeting other things. So.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, even chasing them, like they'll move from one spot to another, I don't even bother.
Okay. You don't chase them down.
No, I should, but I don't.
Uh-huh. You got into some good fish the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, we got into some really nice trout. I mean, it was just pulling one after another. I mean, they weren't huge or anything like that, but it's nonstop action where you can't even take pictures, you know? So it was good. It was a good day.
Cool. So, and you're going to take a week off from fishing and go up to Chi-Town?
Well, I haven't completely figured it out yet, but Brian's brother's very, very ill. So, So we might pack up the truck and head up there. So either he's going he's going for sure, but we'll see what I can do over here, whether I can pull things together and just hang out or I have to go. So,
Push good karma your way.
which for him, not for me staying home and fishing, yeah.
No, yeah, totally, for him to get better. So,
yeah.
But, Bill, what have you been up to, man? You been working yourself to death, or you been fishing? Yeah?
I'm just a weekend warrior now, so we got out last Saturday and got back on the bull sharks for a while.
Right.
Went one for two. I didn't get one big enough to put on the board for Kayak Wars. The second one would have, but cut me off.
Okay.
How big was it, can I ask?
It was about 3.5 feet. It was kind of a small one. They got to be 48 inches. So my drip rings on my paddle are exactly 50 inches apart if I push them all the way out. So I know if it'll measure up to that, then I know it's good enough to measure up for Kayak Wars, and I'll get a picture of it. The first one was pretty small, and then the second one was much bigger, but he had other plans.
You didn't, lay it up in your lap and try pinching the tail, man? Come on.
No.
Well, that's cool. And Bill has penciled in his calendar at least I will definitely be there. I pulled the trigger on a reservation for Cedar Key for Memorial Day weekend. So at least this half of Kayak Fishing Radio will be there. I've got a new project on the board. I got a 6x10 trailer. I'm going to build the new and improved Kayak Fishing Radio one that I can put my Harleys on the trailer along with the kayak. So look for pictures of that to come up. But
there is limited parking at Pirate.
Yeah,
you
saw
them
that.
About that already.
I'm going to give him a call and ask him. So, but
yeah,
I probably
it's kinda tight.
Yeah. So I'll probably have to give him a call and make sure of that. But we got a new caller on the line, area code 804. You're live on Kayak Fishing Radio. How are you this evening?
What's going on, man? It's Rob Choi again.
Rob Choi again. Rob's in the house.
What was up?
How's the weather up your way, man?
Getting better. It's still a little windy, windier than I'd like, but, you know, it's getting there.
Right. Yeah, we pushed it your way right after we got done with it about 2 a.m. this morning, so.
Yep.
Yeah? You been fishing, man?
A little bit here and there on the James River, not much. Tried for the bluefish just started showing up, so I tried for that and got skunked, but the bull reds are starting to show up too, so I'm excited about that.
Getting stoked.
Yes, sir. I think Sunday I should be getting out there Sunday. So,
now, how big are the choppers that you guys get up there, the blues?
That's not that big. I mean, you're talking about New York and New Jersey, they get some bigger ones. We don't get very big. I mean, I think probably, you know, I've heard of up to like 24 or 25 inches. Maybe uh-huh. a couple bigger, but I think average for this year is, you know, like 18 to 20, like lower 20s.
Right. We have to get up to D. Kelly's way to get some big old bluefish up there.
Yeah.
And really get them, too. Last year was the first time I had an intermediate fly line out, and when I brought it in, it was in shreds. The line itself was, they just came and attacked it. Not the ones on my fly, all the guys that were around it. It was amazing. First time that ever happened to me. Never use an $89 fly line with bluefish.
They shred it up for you, huh? You got to have some of that, what is that, tie a knot in wire leader for those rascals.
Yeah, but they were hitting it up on the line itself. That was the amazing part, you know. It was an expensive solution in my book, but I learned my lesson.
Right. Yep. You need the old, it's been sitting in the corner of the garage for a few years, fly line to throw out there for those rascals.
Sometimes at the shows, they sell the flying line for $10, and that's what I bought this year, just to use for those bluefish. And they jumped out of the water. It's so phenomenal, and you catch them on poppers. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
I hope I hit that again this year.
And how big are the bluefish in your, what's the average size are we talking?
Well, I'm not sure average, but some of the big ones are way in the 30s.
Wow. You're not talking 30 inches. You're talking 30 pounds, right?
No, I'm talking 30 inches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't normally know weight. even though I have a Boca grip, I don't really, you know, pay attention to that. I usually talk about that. I mean, they were from, you know, from my toe to all the way up to my mid-thigh. They were huge. And we got some great shots of them jumping out of the water. It was spectacular.
Cool. They don't skyrocket though like a kingfish does. You ever seen that?
I personally have not, but I know ladyfish and tarpon do some pretty big jumps.
Well, when you're trolling for kings, for king mackerel, you got your baits out behind a boat, and it's always fun just to keep your eyes back there because those guys will attack it from underneath and they come out like those flying sharks in Africa. But a kingfish will come 20 feet out of the water. They'll just go straight up in the sky. You look and you see your line going up into the air, drag pulling out. And then when they hit the water, they'll smoke a reel. I mean, it's pretty... So, let's see. What's going on in the chat room? There's some folks talking about fishing. I don't know what's up with that. There's a new rumor going around. We're starting to do some planning with yakangler.com to go to the Keys in 2012. So, Rob, a bad backcast, posted a little earlier today that Pinnacamp can handle about 24 campers. But let's see if he picks it up here. Bill's saying he might give it a try. And Dee says she might give it a try, too. So Boondoggle 2012, going to the Keys. I think that would be fun. Could, what do you mean not yak-friendly down in the Keys there, Bill?
Well, if you if you pull it up on Google Earth, you'll think, oh my God, you can just launch it anywhere along the side of the highway there. But most of the spots are all rock lined.
Yeah.
So you've got to look for a spot where you can throw it in the water. But the main thing is to plan your trips around the tides, because they're really, really strong down there.
Yeah, they go ripping through between the Keys, man.
Yeah, they do. And I made the mistake of going down one summer, and I was flat worn out by the time I got back to my car. But the fishing's phenomenal. I mean, you can just catch just about anything, but you really got to be a little savvy about where you're going to go, when you're going to go, and what the tides are doing.
Right. Yeah, I would say that we definitely have to do spring or fall, because during the summer it's too stinking hot and the bugs will just carry you away.
Yeah, it's pretty unbearable.
Right.
Even just the heat alone.
I mean, you got a pretty good, trade wind blowing through there, but I think, at Pinnacamp, it's going to be up in the...
Not always.
Yeah, not always. No.
I was down there, and the wind stopped, and it was just brutal. So.
Right. I still want to do a trip to, Chokoloski, or just over on the east, like Port Everglades down there.
10,000 Islands.
And, I think that...
beauty of that place, Chip, is that you do plan your trips around the tides, and you barely have to paddle. You can ride the tide out, turn around, and ride it right back in with minimal effort.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fish everywhere.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to spend some time on the phone with you talking about Cedar Key there, because... The picture I pulled up on Google from where the Pirate's Cove is, it was definitely low tide there, and it looked like our Jacksonville slog through the mud fest there.
No, we won't launch from there. There's another place we'll go.
Oh, okay. And then,
we'll go to two different places, but yeah, we won't launch from there because it's really muddy.
Right.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Was that you, Chuck?
Yeah, the Cedar Keys got the best oysters in the world. Just heads up in case you like oysters.
Okay.
Well, if you like clams too, man, that's where they grow them in Florida, is right there, and they're awesome.
Yeah. And then not about a month later, we show up with scallop season opens up in June this year, right?
I don't know. I don't pay too much attention to the scallop season. I've never done it, and I don't really pay too much attention to it.
Cool. All right, we got another caller here. Area code 845. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello?
Hey, it's
Area...
Hello? Sorry about that. It's Greg Becker, the guy who's been out chasing Bill around the bay while he's hooking up on these big sharks.
Oh, well, okay, so now we can check his story, man. Tell us the scoop.
Mute that guy right away. Mute him. Mute him. Mute him.
You're really the photographer, right? Not Bill.
No, actually, I got to tell you, he is a photographer extraordinaire. He does a great job with a camera. The one time he gave me his camera, we tried to do something entertaining. It didn't work out, so.
I might get my opportunity at Cedar Key the end of May now, because he'll take my picture and I'll be looking good, see? So I've been waiting all this time for Bill, for the Haywood, to give me a shot so I can look pretty on a picture. So.
We'll do
it. He does a great job with it. So.
He's got some great photos. So welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, and your first time calling in. So tell us what you've been doing for fishing, man. You've been chasing him around. Did you catch any sharks?
Long time listener, first caller. I've actually moved down from upstate New York in the beginning of December, and fished out of a kayak up there. Did a lot of guiding for salmon and steelhead, obviously not out of a kayak, and fly fishing for trout. Moved down here, was looking for something to do, and happened to hook up with this guy who lived down in on the South Shore, and was willing to share a couple pointers about catching redfish and how to stay on top of the kayak instead of underneath. And we've been out quite a few times and do a great relationship. It's not often that you find people who really know what they're doing and they're willing to share it as freely as Bill does with a lot of folks. And that's really something that's you don't find very often. So I've appreciated it very much.
He's really nice about how he paints the big X where he catches fish so that you can go right over there and follow up on him.
I blindfold Greg before I take him out.
So, well, that's awesome. All right, well.
Yeah, last time I was relegated to catching bait, so I didn't hook up on the sharks. He was on top of them. I was the resident ladyfish supplier.
Right. He hands you the pole that says, "Here's this pole with these six little hooks on it. Don't worry, you're going to catch lots of fish, right?" Set you out with it, right? Gives you the sabiki and lets you go. Don't worry,
exactly.
That's the secret bait. Secret bait is sabiki. All right.
Well, he got on the ladyfish. He figured out how to catch them a little quicker, but by then. And then the sharks showed up, but by then we had to leave, so we got a plan for next time.
Absolutely.
Did you have the patented "Hey lady" call when you catch the ladyfish?
No.
You got to do
that. Going on.
Yeah, that's right, Dee. She's not paying attention now. But they. Her and Vicky, man, they started off with the "Hey, lady," doing the Jerry Lewis thing, and it was pretty funny. All right, so we're gonna wake everybody up and go around the room. We've just about burned up an hour here, and we're gonna see who's fishing where. Rob, a bad backcast. Are you there? Have to come back to him. All right, Bill. So, are you fishing this weekend?
Yeah, I will be probably Sunday. I have something planned for Saturday that I can't talk about.
Okay.
But, Sunday I will be.
Secret mission. Okay. What are you going to be targeting? You going after the sharks again?
Yeah, I got to look at the winds. The winds are supposed to be a little up on Sunday, so... might just have to look and see where the most protected spot is and then go out. And it's pretty cool. We've been able to sight cast to these sharks. So that's a lot of fun. A couple weeks ago, I got one on a gulp shrimp that actually, threw it right in front of him and picked it up,
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a blast, and, especially if you can sight cast to them, which we can. It's been probably about 3 feet, 3 or 4 feet of water, and it's kind of clear, so you can see them.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun. So probably give that a try.
The clone loves catching sharks. I mean, it's like we get them, get a good slick going behind the boat, and then get one on, hand him the rod, And when you get that one done, we'll get you another one. And he loves it.
Tell him to eat his Wheaties and start working out because I'm going to put him on one of those big black drum.
Going to get a clone picture with a big black with a big ugly, right?
You bet.
Right. Okay, so he'll be stoked about that one. We've got D. Kelly. Are you going fishing this weekend?
I'm going to go tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Real people have to work on Fridays. All right. So what are you going to target?
I'm lucky that
I'm going to target some stripers tomorrow morning.
Okay. You're
probably shooting from my boots, but it'll be fun.
Okay. And you're going to do fly fishing for them, or?
Yeah, fly fishing in the Long Island Sound.
Oh, sounds like fun. Well, we expect a report.
A report and pictures, hopefully.
And pictures, yes, definitely. If you haven't got a login for yakangler.com, you should probably do that. And that's a great bunch of folks. Adam and Yak Sushi there in the house. Great bunch of folks. And also we see them on Facebook, too. So check it out. And Dee Kaminsky, are you fishing this weekend? She didn't know. She might have to take care of the family business, and we give her all the best for that. So skip on down to Chuck. Are you there?
Yeah.
We lost. You there? Are you going to fish this weekend, bro?
I am going to fish this weekend. I'm going to go and target flounder in the port.
Are we seeing the big flounder?
What's that?
Are you seeing the big flounder yet?
Yeah, there's been some 7 and 8 pounders caught this past week. I know of a couple guys that found some right around the 10-pound range, so it's kind of interesting right now. Lots of small ones, but if you use big baits, you want to mess the little ones.
And for our folks out there that are listening, waiting for that sweet piece of information, what would you suggest they try?
I'm going to fish medium to hand-picked shrimp on a white jig head, a white 3/4-ounce jig head, tied to probably 20-pound and 20-pound fluorocarbon, and using 15-pound braid on my patented Flounder Massacre bait caster.
A bait caster? Chuck, I've never seen
you
use a bait caster.
Oh, no, man. That's my answer right there for catching flounders.
Okay.
Wow,
so
I like that response there in the chat room. I appreciate that, buddy. actually, you know what? I am going to talk a bunch now. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to take my son, Trey, who will be 2 years old at the end of May, to a local pond probably Saturday afternoon and try and catch his first fish.
Nice.
All right, Bill just checked out, so we'll see him next week. I'll be talking to him about a Cedar Key trip. All right, I wanted to ask, so Chuck, any special way you're rigging those shrimp? Are you pulling the head and then putting them on the jig head?
No, I'm rigging them straight through the head. I'm running the hook through the bottom where the mouth is,
right
through the top of their head. I'm buying them alive, and I'm killing them with the hook, but it makes them look that much more realistic when you bounce them on the bottom.
Okay.
And you know what? I've had a lot more success with the big shrimp than I have with finger mullet in years past as far as getting better hook sets. So
you're just going to bounce that along the bottom?
Yeah, man. I'm going to fish the edges of the port where it drops from like 4 foot down to about 30. I'm just going to work those edges right in there.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Roland, you still on the line?
I sure am.
Dude, man, you're quiet, man. You have to, like, jump in and stuff. So are you going to fish this weekend, man?
Well, tomorrow, let's see, my mother-in-law's babysitting the kids, and my wife's going somewhere to dinner. So, yeah, I think so. I'll get one of the local lakes, you know. I don't get, you know, too much free time these days. So any opportunity I get, I do my best to take advantage of it. So, yeah, hopefully catch a few largemouth tomorrow night.
All right, so you hitting and hoping, or are you just gonna target largemouth? You said.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna target because it's been a while since I fished for a largemouth. I've been so focused on crappie and white bass and haven't had much luck, so I figured I'll go have some fun with some largemouth.
What's gonna be your weapon of choice?
I enjoy using a Texas rig. It's what I've been using for probably 20 years now.
Heck,
so
you live there, right?
Yeah, why not, you know? But, you know, it's always worked out pretty well for me, especially some of the areas that I fish where you got a lot of, I don't want to call it garbage, but a lot of, you know, submerged trees and things that all, everything else I use seems to get hung up on.
That's the stuff the fish like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you who joined us late on the call, it's Roland Jimenez from Austin Kayak, and we really appreciate him joining us tonight. And if you guys are listening to the podcast and all, check out AustinKayak.com. They have a new app out for iPhone, has location, it's got their how-to blogs and stuff on it. It's kind of cool. So check it out if you haven't got a chance. And Roland, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, D. Kaminsky, have you come back to the phone yet? No, she didn't. All right. So, let's see. Who else was in here? Rob Choi.
Yo.
Yo, man. Are you fishing this weekend?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm probably heading out Saturday night to look for some stripers and blues.
Okay.
We got a couple of catches of flounder here and there, so I might drop some stuff to the bottom along the light line and see if I can find any. And then bright and early the next morning, I will be on the eastern shore shoals and looking for the big red.
And for those listening, Rob Choi, out of you're where in North Carolina? You're in North Carolina, right? Or Virginia Beach?
No, I'm
in
Virginia
Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you'll be hitting where again did you say you'll be going? So there'll be like all kinds of Googans out there waiting for you.
The stripers and the blues I'm gonna try for at the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, abbreviated HRBT. And then Eastern Shore I'll be launching out of Wise Point and it's across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel on the other side from Virginia Beach. But yeah, there's some shoals out there out of up on Fisherman's Island and get some crabs, cut them in half, and put them in a fish finder rig, and brave the shoals. Hopefully, you'll find some reds. There's also sight casting. There's some great big flats out there, and throw the 6-inch or 7-inch paddle tails and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Very cool. Yep. All right. So we look forward to it. And if you haven't checked out Rob's blog, that's Angling Addict. Is that yours?
Yeah, angling-addict.com.
Angling-addict.com. Great blog. Yeah. I enjoy reading it, man. So
thanks, man.
Look forward to hearing from you again.
Yep, will do.
All right. And who else do I got on the line? We got Greg. You still there?
Yeah, still here.
Okay. So are you going to chase after Bill or are you going to go out on your own?
Well, actually, I may make Bill chase after me this week.
There you go.
We'll see what happens.
Take your picture,
the one thing we haven't The one thing we haven't done is the chum slick, and we've talked about it a couple times and haven't done it. But if the wind picks up and we're not in a position to be able to really sight cast to the sharks, I think that'll we'll have to whip out the frozen block and toss it in there and see what we can generate down current.
Get you some of them ladyfish and butterfly them and hang them off the end of your yak. You get exciting.
Well, that's the other idea too. I may try to get my 8-year-old out tomorrow for a little while, depending on what happens, and then I've also got something planned for Saturday, but we'll see what Sunday brings. Hopefully we'll get some good pictures out there of the sharks up by the boat.
Awesome, man. We look forward to seeing that. Thanks for joining us tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.
All right. And Susie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. I forgot to write everybody's name down tonight. Sorry, I was getting into listening and everything. So I was going through, okay, who did I miss? Who did I miss? Oh, Susie's there. So, Susie, you got 5 more weeks, and you got the Cumberland Lake in Kentucky. You guys are going to be having a tournament there. And give us
and
the website again.
Kayak fishing tournaments, lakecumberland.com.
Okay.
And you're going to be there, right?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
I'm going to do my best. Like I said, the week prior, I've got a family trip down to Cedar Key. So that weekend, I may have to just like drive up and be there for the day and then drive back. But I'm going to do my best to get up there.
Okay. Let me know how I can help you. And
I appreciate it.
Next weekend, I also have, if people want to go to meetup.com, I think you got to pay $9 for that. But you can hook up with a lot of other outdoor enthusiasts. And I have my first kayak fishing below Wolf Creek Dam on Kendall. And so we will be camping. I'll take my RV out there as like a base place. And then probably Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and just doing shuttles and just fishing for trout below Wolf Creek Dam on the Cumberland. So anyone's invited for that.
Very cool. And I thank you for joining us, and I'm going to jump back up to D. Kelly, DJ Bay Tournament coming up. Give us the dates and the website.
Okay, it's going to be May 12th through the 15th. It's going to be in Brooklyn, New York, believe it or not, at Floyd Bennett Fields, which is part of the Gateway National Park System. And the website is jbaykayaktournament.com. All proceeds go to Casting for Recovery, which is a national organization that provides free two-and-a-half-day retreats for women with breast cancer. And we get them out of their environment and give them a wonderful weekend, and we teach them how to fly fish.
Awesome.
So thank you all for supporting J-Bay. Come have a great, we call it Yak Stock, because it really is a camaraderie getting to see. Last year, I think we had 13 guys from 13 different states in Canada come, and it's a wonderful opportunity to come together to fish and do it all for a good cause.
Great. And we will have our roving reporter, Hammerhead 74, Greg Crisp, there. We plan
and Greg,
on...
Right, Greg said he has a speakerphone, so we'll actually do a broadcast right from our campsite.
Yes, we're gonna call in from the show, and we'll get you guys on the air from the campsite and see what kind of rowdy things you've got going on down up there. So, and it's on my calendar for next year. So, I'm not gonna be able
as
to make it this.
Okay, as many of you as possible, try to get it on your calendars for next year.
Absolutely. All right. So. D. Kaminsky, have you come back yet? Or are you still just... She's probably busy with something else. Rob, a bad backcast, are you there? Lost him. All right, so we got D. Roland. You guys all, thank you for showing up tonight. We've gone through our time. Let me holler at some folks in the chat room there. We got Hammerhead Greg Chris from New Hampshire. Jason Self showed up. Hey, Jason, I didn't see you. You snuck in there. You guys are catching some big fish, and new Mickey XG. Haven't seen you in there, but welcome aboard to Kayak Fisherman, Wisconsin Yak Man there. Welcome aboard to Kayak Fishing Radio. Yak Hack with the new Trident 13. He's been out there. We met him in Jacksonville, and there was Daryl earlier on from Daytona Beach. And we got Yak Angler Adam and Yak Sushi in the house from yakangler.com. So we look forward to hearing from everybody next week. Make sure you check out the tournaments, the guys, the blogs. And we got Rob, a bad backcast, on in a couple of hours with the late show. So if you're still up and around, join him for that. Give him a call. Let him know what's going on. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks again, everybody, for showing up.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Rob. Good night. Here we go. Take it out with a little kick.